All right, next patient we're going to do. It's going to be Alex Sorensen, A-L-E-X-S-O-R-E-N-S-E-N, Alex Sorensen. This is a 63-year-old gentleman currently in hospice with diagnosis of prostate cancer with bony metastasis, chronic pain, COPD, protein calorie malnutrition, atrial fibrillation, weight loss, increased pain, history of schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, as well as history of bladder cancer associated with the abdominal aortic aneurysm, which the patient has chosen not to treat, period. In the paragraph, he has COPD, continues to smoke, period. He had lost 7 pounds earlier this year, has lost another 2.5 pounds. He's now very unsteady on his gait with his muscle wasting and has issues with walking, period. He requires pain around the clock because of his bony metastasis related to his prostate. New paragraph, he has ADL dependency. He has bowel and bladder incontinence for sure. His MAC is at 21 centimeter. He has severe COPD. As well, KPS is at 40%. He requires help of others to be able to survive. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Okay, let's pause there to see if I need to add something else. It's important. It's noteworthy to mention that patient 02 said is at 92%. No, is at 94% via 2 liters of oxygen nasal cannula, which he wears from time to time, and the drop in the LMAC from 21.2 to 21 centimeter is also noted to be significant related to his continual weight loss. Overall prognosis remains poor. Alex most likely has less than 6 months to live given the natural progression of his disease along with other severe and significant comorbidities. Thank you.